another great song written by Willie Nile, 98.1 KZE, and Willie Nile is our guest this morning. He's joining us on the telephone. And good morning, Willie. How's things?
Good morning, Rick. Things are good. How you doing, buddy?
Everything's really well. Looking forward to the Christmas time. And yourself?
Same thing. I'm up in Buffalo at my dad's, in my 106-year-old father's place. Looking forward to the Christmas time. I'm sitting by the Christmas tree right now. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And you were born in Buffalo, New York.
Yes, that's true. Born here. Yep. Born and raised.
And you go back all the time, do you?
Well, he's 106. I've been coming back a lot the last 6 months. He's doing great, but wow. 106 is 106. So I come back whenever I get a window. You know, I was here in September, October, November. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Willie, does Dad share any secrets of being 106? What keeps him going? What does he eat? What goes on?
I ask him, well, what do you attribute it to being 106? And he says, it pays to be ignorant. That's his response. Yeah.
Any special dietary things he enjoys?
Yeah, he has a glass. I have a happy hour every afternoon. I have a glass of wine, some crackers, and
nice.
he's lived the same life he's lived all the time. You know, I think in his particular case, in his faith, you know, he goes to church every day, and I think that buoys him because he's. You'd think he was in his early 80s. You know, he's still funny. He tells great stories. He's a really good man. We love him dearly, you know.
Well, all the power to Dad.
Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
So what lately has been inspiring you to play and to write music? What's been going on in your world?
Well, I've been busy the past... November was busy. I had a lot of shows. I played Carnegie Hall. There's but beneath Carnegie Hall, there's a place called... Zankel Hall. It's a beautiful hall. And I played a Music and Revolution of the 60s show.
Wow.
And there's a lot of characters from the 60s. Jose Feliciano, Eric Anderson, Tom Paxton.
Wow.
And other people. And David Johansen played as well. Marshall Crenshaw. There's a lot of people. And they had me play. I sang like a Rolling Stone with the band. And it was really fun. Brought the house down. It was really fun. And 2 weeks later, I played December 1st. That was at Town Hall in New York. That was the John Lennon tribute, the 43rd annual John Lennon tribute. It was Graham Nash, Art Garfunkel, Judy Collins, Roseanne Cash, Lisa Fisher, who sang with the Stones for a couple decades, and a lot of other artists. It was so much fun. And I played, I sang, there was a lot of ballads and stuff, so I rocked it up. I played For Me to You by the Beatles and I Feel Fine by the Beatles. Really good fun. So it's been, and I had a show in Buffalo on December. That was the first, the Buffalo show. The second was Town Hall. So I've been playing a lot. What inspires me is the music. Mm. You know, it picks me up. You know, these days in the world are rough, you know, all the division and, you know, wars going on. It can be depressing. So music can pick you up, and it sure picks me up, and I've got a great, great band. Playing with them is an absolute joy and a pleasure. So I would say these days what's going on and what's influencing me is the music, you know. It always has. More now than ever, actually, you know. So we're playing Wednesday night at Daryl's House Club, you know, and on the 27th, 8 o'clock, and we're going to do a career retrospective.
Oh, cool.
Which is... I'll play a song off every. I've got 14 albums and an EP, and we'll play songs off all the albums. It's a we did a couple of shows like that in New York and Philly, and it was really I was surprised how much fun it was and how upbeat it was. So the music is picking me up these days. That's for sure.
Well, that must be fun and challenging to choose a tune from every recording you've put out.
Yeah, there's a lot to pick from.
Yeah,
it's a good problem to have, you know.
Yeah.
I'm working on a career retrospective, and there's so many. It'll be a couple of CDs sometime later in the spring. It's really tough picking them, but I'm getting there.
Wow. And how's Jimmy Bones doing?
Jimmy Bones is great. Johnny Paisano's great. John Weber's great. It's one of the great bands, you know. I mean, Springsteen's played with us numerous times, and I love playing with the guys. They're really good guys. They they nobody phones it in.
Yeah.
You know, they give, you've seen us play. They give everything they got.
Yeah.
So it's a true joy to play with.
It really is, and it's a pleasure to be in the audience because you feel the vibe that you're putting out from the stage. And you said, you don't phone it in. And that is magnetic because you feel like you're at an event, not just, oh, these guys are coming around to play a show, but you really put your heart into what you do. And that's what gets me every time, Willie.
It gets me too, Rick. You know, I mean, if I wrote the songs, they're mine, so I care about them. But that the guys in the band, you know, care about them as much as I do. And they just, they give everything, every ounce of energy and love and passion they bring to every single song. And it's, you know, it's a joy to see, you know, it's a joy to see and celebrate. And the audience clearly feels it. I mean,
yeah.
Everybody has a great time, you know.
Well, it must be a pleasure to write the songs and then to have them performed the way you do with gusto. And they're not, I may say, the same exact delivery every night. It's not. And that's what makes it exciting for me, is sometimes you stretch out a little bit and sometimes you just tighten up. And well, that's what makes it really cool. And it must be exciting for you as the lyricist to have these very talented folks color in your music and be able to play it in a way that it sounds fresh every time.
Yeah. It really is. That's true. You know, every night's different. You know, and we can mix it up even with the career retrospective. There's so many songs to pick from, but it's a great set of songs. I'm really proud of, and it's up. It's a feel good show. It's like, it's a completely, you saw the last one. It's a complete feel good show.
Yeah,
and I'm grateful, deeply grateful. I've been doing it for years. And never enjoyed it more than now. And you can see it on stage.
You can.
I'm a lucky guy. I'm a lucky guy to get to do it.
Yeah. So around the holidays, you're up in Buffalo. You're going to leave like right after Christmas.
Yeah.
What do you like to do to recreate with your time? You know, other than playing music, what do you like to do?
Well, if I'm in New York City, you know, it's a fascinating city, and I've got a lot of friends, and hanging out with them is a lot of fun. Walking the city is always fascinating, you know, it's always inspiring, interesting, and I play a lot of music, you know, I'm always writing, and my life is very, very rich in that aspect. I'm lucky that I have something I'm so passionate about.
When you go to listen to music besides writing or playing it, what turns you on these days?
Well, I like doing the Lennon show was really fun, you know. Listening to a lot of John Lennon stuff, Beatles songs, you know, and Music and Revolution, the 60s show I did in New York in November was fascinating, hearing all that stuff, you know, and sung by people who wrote it back in the day. But for me, you know, I'll dig into, like, I like old Motown stuff. I like British Invasion stuff. I love, you know, the Stones. I love, you know, Ramones, Clash, Tom Waits, Randy Newman, Bob Dylan, you know, classic stuff. I love that.
So now, Willie Nile, you've had a pretty lengthy career. You're not the youngest man on earth. But do you have any good advice that you can give to young rock and rollers who want to try to get their music heard?
Absolutely. I would say, first and foremost, just follow your dreams and follow your instincts. Believe in your dreams and trust your instincts. If it feels good to you, if you believe it, you know, then there's a chance somebody else will believe it as well. And write what you know, write what you feel. And believe in your dreams. I mean, if you'd have told me years and years ago when I started writing songs, just because I felt passionate, I had ideas, I wrote them down, you know, as I improved, as I, you know, the more songs I wrote, the more I honed my craft. If you'd have told me that I'd be playing with Giant Stadium with Bruce Springsteen in front of 70,000 people going absolutely crazy. Same thing with Shea Stadium with Springsteen.
Wow.
If you'd have told me I would have played with The Who, The Who with Pete Townsend, Roger Daltrey, and The Who Band back in 2015 when the Grammys honored Pete Townsend. It was the Music Cares charity organization. I would have thought you were nuts. You know, I got the tour with Ringo Starr and sing I Get By With a Little Help of My Friends with Ringo and his all-star band. Now, if you'd have told me, I didn't even imagine. That's just a little bit. Yeah. I've been so, so fortunate, you know. Mm. Marky Ramone played drums for me at the end of the show. I have a Ramones medley I do from time to time. And Marky came by and played drums for the like Blitzkrieg Bop, California Sun, and Sheena's a Punk Rocker. But the thing is, if you told me that when I left Buffalo, you know, when I was a kid, to go to New York to try to make my way, I would have thought you were nuts. Like, that ain't going to happen, you know? And you just can't believe, you never know what the road ahead lies. That's why following your instincts and believing in what you're doing. Because if it means something to you, well, then it might mean something to somebody else. You know, so I would say believe in your dreams and trust your instincts. Go by your gut.
Mm.
But definitely believe in your dreams. You never know where they'll take you. I would say that not just to young musicians growing up, but to anybody listening, to people in general, believe in your dreams, you know, and young people, whatever the, you know, whether you're an accountant, an actor, a painter, a musician, you know, a scientist, whatever, just believe in your dreams and do the best you can.
Mm. Well said, Willie. I'm with you 100%.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, buddy.
And I wish nothing but the best for you for the rest of your life, Willie.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
But bless your heart for saying that, and I know you mean it. And
I do.
The same thing to you, you know. All the best for the holidays and much happiness for this new year and all your days. May you, I mean, you're the one at the Ramparts playing music for people, you know, spreading the word about all kinds of different music. And I'm grateful for that, you know, and you got a great station. And, you know, so all the best to you for all your days. Keep doing what you're doing. And the people listening, you know, all the best to everybody, you know. Keep your chin up during these hard times. We'll get through it. We can make it better. Mm. Each one of us, every step, you know, one step at a time.
Thank you, Willie. Well said. And I have nothing more to add to that. And don't miss Willie Nile at Darryl's house next Wednesday after you've eaten everything in the house, after you've unwrapped all the presents. It's time to rock out some calories, and don't miss Willie Nile at Darryl's house. It's going to be an amazing show. Willie's band is second to none, and he will rock your socks off. Willie, thanks, and Merry Christmas.
Wednesday, December 27th is when we're playing. 8 o'clock, I come. I promise you'll have the time of your life. And Merry Christmas to you too, brother. And all the people listening, happy holidays to everybody. And here's to better days ahead.
Mm.
Thank you, brother.
We are 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. We'll be right back after this.